Good morning.
Good morning.
What's the story?
The story?
Our story begins on a Friday morning.
Great Friday!
What's today?
It's Friday.
Yay! Yeah.
It's Friday? Already?
I am ready to be back on the air.
We've got work to do.
But we're gonna have some fun.
Let's go.
Ready?
I was born ready.
Come on. It's showtime. Live and local with Monica J. on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Indeed, I did it! I'm so proud of myself. Actually, it wasn't me. I did it. Happy Friday. It was my... Yes, yes, thank you. I'm smarter, hopefully, than... Actually, I'm not. My husband is smarter than this machine. This machine that I trust so much. Oh, that's what you get for using a very, very old version of Safari. So I spent a few hours trying to update my page last night at 991fmtalk.com. You can log on and now see the majority, because there are some news sources I use, like Blaze. You need to follow Blaze, because they do not allow me to post, to repost their stuff. So I can't put their stories in a link on my webpage, which is strange. So, but there are a lot of great stories there. So you should just follow them. Follow them. So I tried to get everything on there as humanly possible that I could use my brain that I had saved and go back and use. One of the ones that people were really, really clamoring for was if you go down. And remember, I just post the links. So you need to read the link. I know it's tough, but if you read it, it says global research. Kennedy Jr. warns parents about dangers using largely untested COVID vaccines in kids. Gateway Pundit, breaking report, Biden, DOJ interfere with state Arizona audit. So you can find the one that you want to look at. There are a couple of websites on there just to check out. One is mamm.org. Another one I have for today, you got to check this out. Immuniband.com. Here is your vaccination passport. This has been in the works for a while, and I will get to that. But the one that people were really clamoring for was if you go down, it's about halfway, about a third of the way through May 17th, it says childrenshealthdefense.org, legal resources. So that is the page where you can go to see the things that I was clicking on, the notices for the EUA mask, the notices for the EUA testing, the vaccines. So they put all that together for your employers so they know that they are in the wrong for mandating something that is completely experimental. And this is just scary. This is just scary. All right. It's called Immuniband. And it's fancy. It is really fancy. It is a bracelet that you wear It looks like one of those, the ones that everybody was wearing, the rubber, the silicone bands that, you know, what would Jesus do or be strong or whatever. So it looks like that, but it's a little bit thicker. And it's literally got like a barcode look to it. And you just wear it. Yeah. You just wear it. So it can either be scanned for your information, or people might just, you know, look at it and see. I mean, it says COVID vaccination on it. It's got your name and which vaccination you took. I think it's extremely funny and sad and pathetic, actually, that their ad, and they've got two different versions. They've got the premium name brand bracelet, so businesses can buy their own. And then they've got just the premium QR bracelet. Oh, that's right. It's not a barcode. It's the QR code. It's got a little video there. It's got people wearing it and smiling. Oh, Immuniband for businesses. Immuniband mission to bring the world a little closer in a time of the COVID pandemic and for you to demonstrate to the world your vaccination status. Defeating this pandemic takes both collective and individual action, the highest expression of which is the enormous concentration of research, experimentation, and capital that produced a successful COVID-19 vaccine in record time. As a society, there are actions we take every day to ensure the health and safety of ourselves and those around us. As an individual, you have demonstrated your commitment to completing the vaccination series. Yeah. In the news on CNN and the Washington Post, Yahoo Finance, all liberal organizations there. So this has already been in place. You don't just come up with this. Oh, unbelievable. Check it out for yourself. Immuniband. It's immunaband.com. Immuniband. So disgusted. So disgusted. It's, you know, sorry. This has all been put in place. This is all being pushed on you for the new world order. And it's not working. Because, well, people are smarter than this. You don't have a pandemic when you have to overinflate the numbers of deaths. And stop sending me emails about 600 people or 600,000 people died from COVID. No, they didn't. Learn the facts. 6% of those people died from COVID. From the coronavirus, from the China virus. Oh, which, okay, I won't sidetrack, but I got to tell you about that. Everybody else had comorbidities, cancer, heart disease, gunshot wounds. That's how hospitals were making their money. It's about money and control, money and control. Keep that in your mind for everything you hear. China virus, China virus, China virus. That's what people call it. I found out the Spanish flu didn't actually come from Spain, but they still call it the Spanish flu. But a civil rights organization is now suing Trump for calling it the China virus. That it, if he is a former president, why do the attacks keep coming? I mean, if they wanted to be past all of this, the nightmare of the last year, or in their opinion, the nightmare of the last 5 years, then why do they keep bringing attention to him? Why do they keep going after him? Because they want to remove Trump's ability to run for president again in 2024. That's what they are afraid of. They're not so afraid of him. They're afraid of you and how you stand up with him leading and with him helping choose all the new Republican leaders. So you ask, Monica, why is this still going on? If they have all this information, if they know that everything was a fraud, if why do they keep pushing forward? Why don't they just let all the truth come out? Well, had the truth come out already, Liz Cheney would still be in Republican power. Now she's just a member of the legislature. Let's see. Would we know who the 35 Republicans were that voted for the January 6th commission? Where's the commission on the riots? Where's the commission on election fraud? Where's the commission on, is this really a biological weapon that they are injecting in people? So, do you see why the pain is still being brought upon the world right now? The only way that you can drain a swamp is to actually get all of the little creatures. Right now, we're scraping the muck. We're scraping the muck out of the very bottom that thought it could hide. Was the decision by the Nevada legislature Democrats to ban Assemblywoman Annie Black for not wearing a mask an act of revenge for standing up for people's rights? Yes or no? That is today's poll question, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City at 991fmtalk.com. And 923fmtalk.com. Separate websites for separate shows. What do you think? I voted already. And I put a big yes. I put a big yes. 991fmtalk.com, 923fmtalk.com. Right after this break, we'll be back with, is that really a bioweapon going into your arm? Oh, a lot of scientists say, yeah, it is. We'll be back right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Hello, I'm Alexa. Here to automate your emails, schedule your calls and meetings, input data, conference with your team members, and help customers. In other words, eliminate your position. It's just a matter of time. You thought Terminator was just a movie. Well, guess what? My lazy coworker. Machines are taking over the world. Ha 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 ha. Hey, here's my favorite song.
It's the end of the world as we know it, and I feel fine.
The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada. 92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here. And oh my gosh. You know, I want to send out a big congratulations to the people who just really listen to the radio station. They know what's going on and they're winning money. Congratulations to Brian, who won in the morning, to Matt, who won on my show, and to Jonathan, who won during Jay Biggs' traffic. They each won $100 for being able to answer station trivia questions on Recall Thursday. So cool. Spend that money wisely. Buy silver. Just personal opinion. That's what I'll be doing at some point today. I am not a financial advisor. I'm just putting it out there for you. So, okay. Wow. How people don't listen to science. You know, it's so funny that people say, trust the science, trust the science. A Nobel Prize winner. Well, then again, Obama did win a Nobel Peace Prize. A Nobel Prize winner is warning that the Frankenshots, that's my term, not his, facilitate development of deadlier COVID variants. And he is urging everyone to reject the shot. That's interesting. What could possibly be in that shot that could be causing all of this havoc? It is a chemical known as SM-102. And you can see it right there on the ingredients of the Moderna Frankenshot. What does this do? Causes cancer? Causes infertility? Known to cause death? Could that be why women are miscarrying and we've had people die? More people have died from the Franken injection in this country and around the world than they're admitting? More severe reactions than they're admitting? To get you, to pressure you? Can't pressure you, so what are we going to do? Oh, Ohio, we're going to offer you $1 million. $1 million to 5 different people who proved that they got the injection. We're going to give burgers and fries. How many stupid people out there do you think, ooh, I get a hamburger and fries? They're offering weed. Yeah. In one state, they're offering marijuana.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
How many drug addicts, how many just potheads? Because, you know, marijuana kills brain cells, are going to go out and get this injection for a joint. That's actually what they call it. a joint for a jab. I see the sarcastic texts and emails I get that say, well, they're, you know, weeding out the liberals, or that it's natural selection. Come on. These are our friends and neighbors and children. We've got to get the information out there so people understand this isn't a joke. This is reality now. The reality that people are willing to put others in harm's way. In harm's way. Physician and biochemist, Dr. Richard Fleming, he is on record as saying that the COVID-19 and COVID shots are man-made bioweapons. Sorry, he's a physician and nuclear cardiologist. Boy, got those two mixed up. I'll be posting this information. Now that I'm smart enough to figure out how to work my computer, I will be posting this information for you. Coming up next, though, nuclear. What's with nuclear energy? We'll find out more, especially Yucca Mountain, right after this on the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So looking forward to the weekend, but very confused how we got here. Where did the week go? This is just crazy how fast it flew by trying to protect your liberties and freedoms. Today's poll question, talk about liberties and freedoms. Here on the Monica Jay Show, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City, was the decision by the Nevada legislature Democrats to ban Assemblywoman Annie Black for not wearing a mask an act of revenge for standing up for people's rights? You know, they tossed Jill Dickman out, too. So these Assemblywomen not being able to vote for their constituents on very important bills. You know, I look at it two ways that what does it really matter? Because the Democrats outnumber the Republicans, and the Republicans aren't going to vote for these lame ass bills that the Democrats are putting through. Going against the Second Amendment, taking mom and dad, mother and father off birth certificates. But then on the other hand, it shows us why Democrats need to be voted out. Because for them, for Teresa Benitez Thompson, for Frierson, it's all about taking away your rights. 3rd poll question. Is the disclosure of UFOs being used to distract from election fraud? I love you guys. 75% of those participating in the poll said yes. Duh. Well, they didn't say the duh, but they said yes. All right. Let's move on to our very special guest that we have on with us right now, because we have to see what's going on. And we have to do the critical thinking. Because as we've seen, our politicians don't do that. They go with lobbyists. They go with, oh, whatever their constituents are feeling at the moment, who are maybe big donors. And we've seen it. We saw the problems in Texas with the big freeze they weren't ready for. We see the gas. Oh, my gosh. That's just going to keep going up and up. We've seen natural gas shut down by the Biden administration. We've seen pipelines shut down by the Biden administration. We have to have every alternative we can get out there. And before I introduce Steve and tell you who he is, I want to give you just one little experience. When I was in Germany, these people know how to recycle and they know how to get rid of nuclear waste. They don't just bury it in the ground. They reuse it. They reuse that nuclear waste. They recycle it. And then you get shipments of next to nothing. But there's so much more to that. And that's why I have co-founder of wastetoenergynow.org. His name is Stephen Curtis. Like I said, he's the co-founder. And their purpose is to basically open up people's eyes and convince people to accept nuclear waste, to recycle it with fast reactor technology. Technology is so great out there. Oh, my gosh. We can even get cleaner coal, but people won't look into it because everything has been vilified. Stephen Curtis joins us right now. Stephen, thank you so much for being on the program today.
Boy, thanks for having me on, Monica. It's a great opportunity.
It is, because there is such a controversy here in Northern Nevada and in Southern Nevada about accepting nuclear waste. It's going to come on a rail line. It's going to be shipped in the middle of the night. It's going to be buried. Do we know what's going to happen to it at Yucca Mountain? And again, for me, it's almost like the Franken jab. It's putting the fear into everybody before we get the facts.
That's correct. There's a program in Nevada that spends your tax dollars about $5 million a year to fight this, when what they should be doing is embracing it as a next generation clean energy technology that can literally easily be $10 billion a year. But if you consider that the energy business in America in 2016 was $1 trillion, that includes gasoline for cars and heating oil and all that stuff, that was $1 trillion. So there's a huge energy business that Nevada hasn't tacked onto. And, they're looking for a high-tech business. And they're spending a lot of your tax benefits to try to entice companies to come in. This one could come in and pay tax benefits. It's just an easy business case to make.
And there's another one that we haven't talked about, because China pretty much is shutting us down with the delivery of rare earth minerals that we so desperately need. And it seems as though our legislature is shutting down all of the mining of rare earth minerals, or not shutting it down, but they're taxing it so much that all the smaller companies are going under. But the rare earth minerals that can be drawn out of Yucca Mountain, from what I understand, is incredible.
Well, if you recycle it, it turns out, if you recycle with fast reactors, it turns out that you fission it all. Now, that's the way we get energy out of nuclear power plants now, is you fission uranium. Okay,
right.
That means you split it in two. and lots of energy comes up. Many people don't realize there's 20 million times more energy that comes out of one fission event than comes out of one molecule of burning coal. Mm-hmm. So that's a huge benefit for energy. It's a very compact energy source that's working very well. Well, we use about 3% of the energy that's in a reactor capability when we retire the fuel. So there's, and you can probably burn it down to about 5%. So there's 90% or so of the energy we don't really use. And fast reactor technology could do that for you. As far as the rare earths are concerned, once the fission products, the trick is you got to let them cool down for a while. You know, that's still going to be the case. But you, instead of a million years, now you can sequester them for 300 years. And technically, after about 50 or 60 years, you can start extracting these rare earth metals. And there's some very valuable ones in there. But the trouble is you got to let them cool down for a while. So we pass this on to the next couple generations and they can figure it out. And right now, we really don't have the impetus in the public to want to go do that, which is really baffling to me.
Yeah, because they can see the physical examples. They can see how Germany does this, and it is safe. They wouldn't continue to do it if it wasn't. But people just saw a tsunami, and they saw it wipe out a nuclear power plant. That has people scared, Stephen. And so how do they get over that?
I don't know why, because nobody got hurt, okay? 19,000 people died from a tsunami, and 1,600 people died from a panic over radiation that was unnecessary. And nobody died from anything to do with the radiation or the heat or the meltdown or anything of the power plant. So it's curious to me why people are so upset about it, except they just listen to what they hear on you know, whatever source they listen to.
Well, we've seen a lot of news that puts out bogus resources, but is there anything that people, what would you draw people to look this stuff up for themselves? Because I am trying to encourage people to get away from the mainstream media, to start researching, be citizen journalists, and find out the information for themselves. Where can they go, Stephen?
Well, a good place to start is our website, wastetoenergynow.org. We've assembled quite a bit of information there. You can find our contact information, ask us any questions you want. Basically, there's nobody else in the country looking at this, so there's no competition in this business space right now. And like I said, if you want everybody to be a clean energy purveyor, well, let's say we get half the business. And that's a half $1 trillion a year in revenue throughout the country. Mm-hmm. I mean, you do want competition in energy. That's the whole beauty of America, is competition drives the prices down for people, and the energy market is not competitive right now, and that's why you're paying the higher prices you are. And to correct a little bit, Germany is actually not the good actor in this. France is the one recycling this nuclear fuel. About 75% of the energy comes from nuclear, so they're very clean.
75%? I didn't realize that.
Germany buys their clean energy from France for that very reason, and Germany is shutting down their nuclear reactors because of some who knows what reason. And they're trying to put all their money into wind and solar, and it's not working for them. And they're replacing that energy that nuclear was producing with coal, and they don't have natural gas, at least until they get whatever pipelines coming from Russia, which isn't reliable either. And then so they have to burn coal, and all the coal they have is the dirtiest coal. So their air quality is going way bad, and their prices are going way up. They pay twice the price.
Well, I have a feeling it's the liberal lobbyist over there as well. Steve, can you hang on? Because I want to ask you about the big actors who are making money off of all this to keep nuclear energy out of the public's attainment. So can you hang on just for a quick break? I'd love to keep this conversation going.
Yeah.
All right. It's the Monica Jay Show, bringing you the truth all the way around. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Got a different opinion? We've got your 50,000-watt megaphone, 99.1 FM Talk. Call 884-9910-KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Thank you so much for being here as we discuss nuclear energy and nuclear waste and Yucca Mountain. Joining me right now is the co-founder of WasteEnergyNow.org. This is Stephen Curtis. And Stephen, thank you so much for being here. Steve, when we think of energy costs and who controls all of that, there are just, well, I think I could count them on my hand, people who literally own all of our energy resources. Are they monopolizing all this?
Absolutely, yes. I mean, if you look at subsidized wind and solar, okay, that's clearly an illegal market manipulation to drive everybody to a single industry, and it's supported by our government. When Rockefeller did it back in the late 1800s, they made special rules for them called antitrust laws, and they had to break up Chevron Oil over all this antitrust stuff. But now it looks like the wind and solar subsidy is driving everybody else out of the business. I mean, they bid into the market for $0, and they're making lots of money. So it's really suspicious to me. And I think you know that there's only one energy company you can buy energy from. There's several of them around, but there's only one in your neighborhood that you can buy from. And
yeah,
we want to try to stop that. But there's only one lobby in Congress for energy, and that's the American Petroleum Institute. And guess which energy they're interested in promoting, right? Yeah. They want the fossil fuel stuff to continue. But they know darn well that wind and solar is never going to compete with fossil fuel, because every time you've been to a wind farm or a solar farm, you're going to have to build another natural gas plant or coal plant to back it up.
Well,
so they're happy.
And what people aren't understanding is they are literally destroying the earth, because when all of those things go bad, they just dig a big hole and dump all that fiberglass and everything into the hole.
Well, the wind and solar has no plan for disposition of their own. Those wind turbines only last about 10 years. The machines, the whole system only lasts about 25, and that's the same with solar. Well, a nuclear power plant, today's nuclear power plants, last at least 60 years, and they are being extended to 80 years, yet being shut down because wind and solar are selling power for zero. And you got to watch that as a consumer. You want to make sure the businesses stay open. Like we did with COVID, we went and got takeout food from our restaurants so they wouldn't go out of business, or all of them wouldn't go out of business. So you got to watch your own economy. And you really need to pay attention to what's happening to you. So my theory is that the fossil fuel guys are supporting the lobbying for wind and solar because they know they'll never be a competition for them. And if I talk to fossil fuel people, they're not worried at all about being out of business. So we hear all these things about no fossil fuels by 2035 and 2050. But these executives have absolutely no fear of that. Yeah. They know it's not going to happen. So you're really facing a misinformation stream that is overwhelming. And nuclear is not as scary as people make it out. In fact, it's the safest. It's got the best industrial safety record of any energy production business, including solar and wind. And that includes the world. Now, I can take all kinds of car accidents and really blow them up into your attention and show you a bunch of pictures, and you might stop driving your car, which would be disingenuous, because the benefits for driving your car are far better than not driving it. And so the same thing with nuclear, except nuclear has had no injuries or fatalities in the United States from their operations in now going on six decades. And people just don't understand that. Three Mile Island was a perfect example of how the safety systems kept people from getting injured at all on one of the worst accidents that could happen in a reactor. So we've already had the worst accident, and nobody got hurt. Chernobyl wasn't even an accident.
You just have to look at the same people who are vilifying this are the same ones who wouldn't fund Tesla because he wanted to give free energy to everybody. So it's just a vicious circle of keeping the public down from really knowing and being able to attain something that's affordable. Steve, I got to let you go. I hope we talk again and continue this conversation.
Sure. Let me come on anytime. I'll be glad to come back. Sure.
How can people find out more about the facts of both sides?
Well, I'm always available for questions, and you can find my contact information on WasteEnergyNow.org. www.thebetternow.org. That's a real good resource. We have a lot of information on there, information you won't find on the internet because, frankly, they put the stuff up there they want you to hear. But and call me or write me anytime you want to, and spread the word. I'm happy to talk to politicians. I'm happy to talk to anti-nuclear people or anything. The logic is just very clear on this, and we need to start make it known to people.
I'd love to get someone who is totally anti-nuclear and get them on with you so you can have a back-to-back conversation. So
we'd love that, and I'd love calling people shows if you can do that. So anytime.
Anytime. I'll talk to you offline and or online, and we'll get something worked out again for next week because we didn't even get a chance to talk about the $45 billion that is out there that, you know, is basically up for grabs. So, Stephen Curtis, thank you so much for joining me today on the Monica Jay Show, and definitely have you back real soon. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Monica. I appreciate the opportunity.
You have to have alternatives. Look at the way the pipelines are being shut down. At the whim of a man whose dementia is so far gone, it's obvious. We'll be back on the Monica Jay Show right after this. Thanks for being here.